Bless him. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 52, the fourth stanza. 52, stanza 4. Surely grace and loving kindness shall forever follow me, till my days of life all ended. Evermore my home shall be, O Jehovah, in thy holy house, with thee. The fourth stanza of Psalter 52.
For the last service in this year will be from the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Philippians, and thereof chapter 3. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me indeed is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evildoers, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, and Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his offerings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, neither were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an ensample. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Thus far.
Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty and eternal Lord, thou dost gather us together in this evening hour, and it is an acknowledgement on the side of men and that thou art our Creator, and that thou hast brought us into the time. For there is with thee no beginning, and there is no end. And one day that is with thee is a thousand years, and there is no difference between one day or another day. But for us, there is a beginning. And because of our sin, there will be also for us an end. O Lord, that thou mayest remember then in this time those that do mourn, for there is also a family in our midst who has lost a beloved father and grandfather, and thou knowest all their sorrows in these days, that thou may remember them as a family, and also the other family that does mourn, one been in our midst for many years also, and come and gone from this place, and now he is no more in this world. For this life, because of our sin, must needs come to its end. And yet the soul that departs to thee, for that soul is not able to die. O Lord, thou knowest the place of each one, that is not for us to know, but it is for thee to judge. O that thou may look upon all that mourn, and that thou may teach us also who are yet in days of life and health and strength, that we may receive understanding hearts, especially when we come to the end of this time, this year, wherein we have not stood with one another around the open grave, but thou hast spared each one in thy mercy through all that this world is enduring. Then we may acknowledge thee in this evening for all thy great goodness, thy long-suffering mercies that have been extended unto each and every one of us, and us also as a congregation, that thou hast watched over us for good, that thou hast blessed us in a great abundance. Oh, that we may acknowledge thee aright when we come to the end of this year in this night, where many in this world are drinking themselves drunk. Oh, Lord, could it please thee to remember the world in which we are living, wherein thy hand has been felt so heavy from the east to the west, so that there are none exempted. But thou art yet not acknowledged, and man looks for deliverance through his own technologies, and all that thou even dost give unto him. And yet thy name is not acknowledged in the afflictions, and thy name is not acknowledged in the medicines, but thou art forgotten days without number. And then it is so, it would be so right when thou wouldst say it is enough, and when thou wouldst call for the last day to be brought forth, and that thou wouldst come in the clouds of heaven to judge the quick and the dead, and to bring time to an end, that it should be no longer. Oh, that thou mayest not deal with us as our many sins deserve, but wilt thou look upon this world in which we are living, and wilt thou turn us again as nations unto thyself, that we may see what we have done, and that we may acknowledge that we have left God, and that we may turn again, for thou art so ready to put away the judgments, as we can read even in the life of a wicked Ahab, when he has walked softly before thee, that thou didst say, seest thou how he does walk softly before me. Oh, then thou dost see it. Oh, could it be also in our nations? Could it be in our world? Could it be also amongst us as peoples, as congregations, as families? For, Lord, thou knowest all the blessings. They do not bring us in the right place. Oh, if thou shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? If thou wouldest mark them, if thou wouldest write them, so that they can no longer be forgiven, the sins written with a pen of iron. O Lord, that thou mayest look on us and give us to see, give us to feel, give us that true repentance in dust and in ashes before thee. Give us that true turning that is ready to be received by thee in one moment. O Lord, when that prodigal did come again, then that father did receive him with open arms. Then he went running to his child, who dared not run unto his father. O Lord, could it please thee to give us that place where we may come and say, O Lord, I have sinned. O that we may also be received in the way of true forgiveness. Wilt thou look upon each and every one then in the death that we are in by nature? For there is no repentance in it. There is no true humility in it. Even if we come in an outward way, even as the king of Nineveh, to be spared for a little while longer, and then to have it testify against us in that great day of days. Oh, give us a consideration of the judgment that is coming, that great and notable day, the end of all things here below, when the heavens shall be rolled away as a scroll, when the earth shall give up her dead, when this world shall be burned up and purified, and when thou wilt make a new heavens and a new earth, and when thou wilt bring all men before thy judgment seat, and when thou wilt separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and when thou wilt place thy sheep upon thy right hand and the goats upon thy left hand, and when there shall come a true division, and that shall go through all the churches. Oh, that we may be given eyes and hearts to understand, and that we may be given to consider, that we may turn again, and that we may draw nigh in a way of true humility. Oh, prepare us. Prepare us for that great meeting with thee. Prepare us for our death. We know not the measure of our days, but they will not be forever. Give us also to see this, and a considering heart, that we may not be so carnal, but that our treasure may be in heaven, and that daily our consideration may be upon that one thing that is necessary. Oh, turn us then, Lord. We have so much to give an account for in that day. For thy word has come unto us now. Every Sabbath again, in the year that is gone by. Then we may ask what we have done with it. Oh Lord, then we are guilty on every side. Oh, that Thou wouldst forgive our guilt, and that Thou wouldst make it right between Thee and our soul. And wilt Thou care for all the sick and the afflicted in the days in which we live? And wilt Thou supply for those especially who are old in the nursing home and are sick? Wilt Thou spare them yet in Thy mercy and help all those that care for them and care for all the sick and the afflicted and those in hospitals, those that have serious diseases and those that receive treatments also for them, also in the midst of us? Wilt Thou bless those treatments, that it may be for the welfare of the body, and also those that must undergo tests. Wilt Thou give the doctors wisdom, and wilt Thou bless the medicines and procedures that are used, give healing to those who have received surgeries, that they may receive strength once again. And wilt Thou grant us also in this evening an undeserved blessing round about Thy word, whether we are at home or here in Thy house, then it is due to circumstances which are known unto Thee. And the desire of many is to be here among us. Lord, and Thou knowest those desires, and Thou art able to grant Thy blessing in whatever place that Thou hast driven us, or that Thou may give unto us that strength that is necessary not only in this evening, but also in the future to go before our flock. Lord, could it please Thee to help us and to give that we may be yet a blessing in the midst of this our people, and that Thou mayest bless Thy own word, and that Thou mayest give an increase in Thy kingdom, and that Thy kingdom may come also amongst us, and that Thy will may be done. Forgive Thou, and take away and turn us away from all our sins. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us now sing from Psalter 204, stanzas 2 and 3. Ever, O Lord, with Thee, all shall be well with me. Held by Thy hand, and Thou wilt guide my feet, and by Thy own counsel sweet, till I for glory meet, in glory stand. The second and the third of Psalter 204. Beloved congregation, we read in God's word how that there was a man who was called to give an account. To him it was said, when he was called before his master, give an account of thy stewardship. Thus, each one of us also, not only those who have been given an office in the church, those who have been given an office in the home, a father and a mother, those who have been given an office within the government, who will be called to give an account of their stewardship, but also each individual in this world, each one of us, young or old, for every blessing, both natural but also spiritual, it will be called before the Lord and will have to give an account for all that we have done with every single blessing and that the Lord has given to us, because it is all a gift. And though there have been many restrictions, still the blessings of the Lord for us and our children, they have been and continue to be so very many. What will then be our account that we will give to the Lord in that day, when every sermon read or preached in your midst and every word that has been read by us, that will, as known to the Lord, that will come in the day of judgment, and that not only what we have received, but also in this evening one more time, then we are called to bring that word unto you. May the Lord have mercy upon us. And when we think about what we have done with His truth, then we need to be forgiven. Then we need to be washed and to be cleansed. May the Lord grant His blessing also in this evening yet. The words of our text you can find in the portion that was read to you, Philippians 3, and thereof the verses 13 and 14. Philippians 3, the verses 13 and 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. So far the words of our text. Pressing for the prize. First, not yet apprehending. Second, forgetting the things which are behind. And third, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Pressing for the prize. Not yet apprehending. Second, forgetting those things which are behind. And third, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Brethren, we read, I count not myself to have apprehended. What does that mean? To apprehend. That means to attain to something. That is, as it were, to lay hold upon something. To make something my own, to appropriate it. Of what advantage is it when we may look at something and we may long for something and we may yearn for it and we may desire it and it never becomes our own? What kind of blessing does the Apostle Paul here speak about when he speaks here about apprehending something, about making something our own? Then he speaks here about spiritual blessings. Indeed, spiritual blessings need to become our own. Have they become our own? How has it gone in the past year? Because if they have not become our own, then we still have no part and no lot in these matters. But how are they made our own? How is it that a person may lay hold upon something? Can a man just do that? That is, young people, the days in which we live. That a person says you must just take hold of it. Will you also be influenced by such ideas? That man has a free will? That man, he is not dead in sins and in trespasses? And that man, he has the ability to take hold of a spiritual blessing? That is not what we read in the Bible. And it can be that in a doctrinal way that we say, no, that is not true. A man, he is not able, he does not have a free will. And yet, in a practical way, then we do different. How is it that a man actually may take hold of a spiritual blessing? Well, you say, that is by faith. That is right. Without faith, then it is impossible to attain and to take hold of something, because faith that is the hand that receives blessings which are spiritual. Thus, without faith, we have no hand. And children, if you have no hand, you cannot take hold of anything. How and when does a man receive that hand? How and when? We say he does not have that hand by nature. He is dead. Thus, that hand to receive something spiritual, the spiritual ability that does not exist. But when does it begin to exist? How does a man get such a hand? Paul speaks about it here. He says, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Thus Paul says, I am apprehended. Thus he does not speak about himself in the first place taking hold. No, he says that he says, have been apprehended. I have been taken hold of. And by whom? I have been taken hold of, he says, by Christ Jesus. That Christ Jesus may make me his own. Have we ever been apprehended? Have we been apprehended? Has that now been the prophet in the year that has gone by? that we may say that we also have been apprehended, that we have been stopped. That is a most important matter. Why? Because it is the beginning. It is the beginning for that true church. Every one of that church, they are in the first place apprehended of Christ Jesus, that is the Lord. He is laying His hand upon that people. Thus think about the Apostle Paul. Then he speaks of that time that Christ, He has appeared and He has stopped him and He has changed him and He has given to him a new life. He has given to him a new heart. He has given to him new desires, new views of God, of His law, of Himself. That is the purpose of Christ, that He may apprehend a man, that He may lay hold on a man, that He may say to a man, so far and no further. Oh, have we ever been apprehended of Christ Jesus? Why? Because what is happening in that moment? Well, in that moment, and then we receive life. And in that moment, we receive what, children? A hand, that is right. That hand. We receive a hand that may receive what? Spiritual gifts. And then it is not like our natural hand. They may receive all only the natural, the carnal gifts in this world. But now then we receive the ability to receive those most blessed gifts out of those storehouses of Joseph. And then, and only then, does it become possible for a man to lay hold, to apprehend. Paul speaks about it, about apprehending now, not only that he was apprehended, that he was laid hold of, but when they now receive a hand, now they have an ability for the first time in their life to lay hold of something. That is to lay hold of a spiritual gift. That is because faith that is planted in their heart and faith that becomes active in that very moment, so that that faith begins to, what? It begins to believe. It begins to believe truth. It begins to believe the existence of God, the truth of His word, the truth of His law. And that is now what that word apprehending is speaking about. It is speaking about that faith by which a soul may attain, may take hold. And so that those blessings, those spiritual blessings, they may be made my own. They may now belong to me. How is it? How is it at the end of this year, when so much labor has been expended upon us? Or has there been any laying hold? When the Lord has laid hold upon us, that we may also apprehend, and that some of those spiritual gifts, those spiritual blessings, that they have also become our own. That is so necessary. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. That is something. Who is speaking? That is the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul is no common person. He is no mean person. The Apostle Paul is writing to his congregation at Philippi. He has himself established that congregation. He has, with the Spirit of the Lord's blessing, he has gone to establish churches in Asia Minor. And the Lord, he has blessed the word, the preaching of the Apostle Paul. And so a congregation is established. There the Lord is giving faith. That the Lord, he is giving love. That the Lord is himself bringing in his own church. And now Paul, he is writing to them. Where is Paul? He is in prison. He is locked up, children. Oh, he has to suffer. He has to suffer for the name of the Lord. Oh, how would it be for us if we had to suffer for the name of the Lord? We have to suffer in many different ways. Do we ever have to suffer as the Apostle Paul suffered? And when it will come to suffering, for that name of the Lord, we'll be ready immediately to cast off that name of the Lord in order that we do not have to suffer. The Apostle Paul, he has experienced so much. The Lord, he has appeared to him from heaven. The Lord, he has stopped him. The Lord, he has instructed him. The Lord, he has inspired him even to write. How many books of the Bible have been written by the Apostle Paul? And now the Apostle Paul is near to the end of his life. And that man, or even this man, he says, I count not myself to have apprehended. We would say, how can that be? The Apostle Paul? And if the Apostle Paul has not apprehended, then how can it be that any one of us have apprehended or may apprehend? What does the Apostle Paul mean? When Paul speaks about apprehending here, he speaks about receiving, we read, a prize. He says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Thus he is couching his message in the way of a runner of a race, children, young people. You run a race sometimes, and then you are running to reach a certain mark. And whoever reaches that certain mark the first, they are the winner. Maybe they also receive a prize. And Paul, he is speaking in such a way about a runner in a race who is seeking this prize at the end of the race. And then he says that person apprehends that prize. That prize becomes his own. He attains it. And thus he says, I count not myself to have apprehended. What does he mean? He means, I have not yet received the prize. Why? Because he says, I am not yet at the end of that race. Does that mean that Paul has received nothing? Does that mean that the Apostle Paul, he has not run at all upon that race? Oh, sure he has. Sure he has. He has come a part of the way. He has come the largest part of that way already. But what does he say? He says, though I have come a long way on that race, he says, yet that race, that is not done. I still have a portion of that way to go. And then he speaks about that prize as something, he says, that I could still miss. That is not yet completely sure. What does he say? Verse 11. He says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. If by any means through that running I may still receive it. Thus he says, you can run 90% of the way and still miss it. Because if you stop, children, 90% of the way and you don't come to the mark, then you can have run the fastest of every one. And if you will stop, then you will not win, will you? And that is what the Apostle Paul says here. He says, if by any means I might attain, thus he says, then it can still be lost. That is, of course, from the side of a man. That is not from the side of the Lord. Then it cannot be lost anymore. But now Paul, he speaks, as it were, from the side of a man. And what is now that prize that the Apostle Paul is speaking about? He speaks about the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. What is that? Everyone who with Paul has been apprehended, everyone who with Paul has been laid hold of by the Lord is called. And they are called to a high calling. It is the calling of God in Christ Jesus. Do you have a calling? What calling in this world can be as high as the calling of God in Christ Jesus? What calling is that? Paul calls it the resurrection of the dead. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Actually, it is the resurrection out of the dead. Well, indeed, there is a resurrection coming. And that resurrection indeed has a reference here. Because then he speaks not just of the general resurrection of everyone, but then of the resurrection of God's true children. If by any means I might attain to be raised with God's people, that when I am raised, I will be set upon the right hand of that shepherd, that I may be received by the Lord and not rejected by him. So the resurrection of the dead, to attain unto that resurrection. And yet, we cannot believe that these words are limited to this actual resurrection. Because what does the apostle say here? He says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Thus, what does the apostle speak about? That is not just a physical resurrection, but he speaks in a special way here about the spiritual resurrection, to be raised out of the dead. Then he speaks about that which is flowing out of regeneration, the resurrection of the true church from the death, and the blessings, all the blessings that are received by those resurrected ones, all that is to be attained by that church. Paul, he speaks about that here. He calls this the high calling of God. What is the high calling of God? That is, that that church that may receive, that may seek to have, that may seek to attain, that may seek to lay hold of those blessings that are given in the spiritual resurrection, They are not blessings that can be received by this world. They are only spiritual blessings that can be given to those who have a spiritual hand, who are given faith. And when a man is given faith, then he is given also a special accountability. He has a calling, like a father has a calling, a special calling, and a mother has a special calling, and an office bearer has a special calling. And one who is given a spiritual resurrection has a special calling that he may be given to lay hold, to seek to lay hold of the blessings that are given unto those who have a hand. Did the Apostle Paul not receive those blessings? Oh, indeed he has. Many of those blessings. But he says, I count not myself to have apprehended. What does he mean? He means that there are so many more of those blessings. There are greater blessings that are belonging to that high calling of God in Christ Jesus to those who are given a hand, who are given faith. Oh, then there is so much more. I have not received all that can be received. Is that just the view of Paul? That is also the view of his church. You may ask that people, the people who may say, I have tasted in my life that the Lord is gracious. And what is a taste, children? Well, you're going to have a meal. And then you say, Mother, I've just tasted. She is making it, maybe. You're not ready to eat yet. Just taste, just a taste. And when you have just a taste, then it is drawing you, because then you know that that meal, or what shall it be to enjoy a meal that tastes like this? And so that is with God's true church. So that was with the Apostle Paul. He says, I have not yet apprehended. I have not yet attained all that there is. I am, as it were, just a beginner. That there is an ocean of blessings that are yet to be attained. And Paul, he speaks about this calling as a receiving of a prize. Thus, that it is not to him a burden. No, it is something that is very, very desirable. Then he desires to receive. How often does the church itself not have to chastise itself because of its lack? Because they say, I have not yet apprehended. They cannot deny that they have received something. They cannot deny that they have received a little measure. And yet they feel so poor with it. Why? Because faith. What does faith do? Oh, faith sees that ocean. Faith sees that there is something so much more to be received, then it is not satisfied. And Paul, he says, I have not yet apprehended, but he says, this one thing I do. And what is that? That is our second thought. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. Forgetting those things which are behind. That is what we have to do in a race. Is that not, boys and girls? To forget the things that are behind. What would happen if you are in the race and then you say, well, I want to turn and I want to look back. If you turn and look back at all the way that you have come, then you have taken your eye off of that mark. Then you have stopped running. And so the Apostle Paul also says here, he says, I do not look back. What is he dealing with here? The Apostle Paul says here that he is dealing with the concision. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Thus, what is the concision? Sounds like circumcision, right, children? That is right. The concision. Paul is speaking about people, men, who came again, that was often in those churches of Asia Minor. And then they came, they were Judaizers, right? They said, well, you have to be circumcised in the flesh. And you have to keep the Old Testament ceremonies. And thus, the Apostle Paul, he had to deal much with those of whom he calls the concision. And what does he say? He says, we are the circumcision. You want us to be circumcised? He says, we are the circumcision, which, he says, worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and, he says, have no confidence in the flesh. But he says, I could have confidence in the flesh. You want me to have confidence in the flesh? Then I am able to have confidence in the flesh. And he says, why? Well, he says, because I was a Pharisee, and I have all those things that you are speaking about. He says, I was also circumcised the eighth day. I am of the stock of Israel. I am of the tribe of Benjamin. And he goes on and on. All those things, he says. But what things are gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, he says, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. And thus he says, forgetting those things which are behind. What is behind for Paul? What is that life that is behind him? Well, he was a Pharisee, and a conscientious Pharisee too. He could say that. In all good conscience, we can read that he has kept that law, all of those ceremonies. That was his life. And he has depended on it as a Pharisee. And what did the Lord do? The Lord, he delivered him from this. The Lord, when he took hold of Saul, he gave him instruction. The Lord, he showed him, he opened to him what all of this was. This dependence upon the keeping of all of that old, those Old Testament ceremonies, which he had built up for himself as a treasure of human merits, that he had kept with good conscience since the days of his youth. And the Lord made him to despair of it. The Lord showed unto him that all his righteousnesses, they were nothing but filthy rags. And he has revealed to him a new way, a living way. He has revealed to him the freedom that there is in Christ Jesus. And when a man has seen and felt something of that freedom from the bondage of that law, and when he may just taste something of that freedom that is by free and sovereign grace, then what does he say? He says that with the Apostle Paul. that he wants to leave behind that old life. Oh, how is that, people of the Lord? Do you not say that in your heart? Oh, I have seen it just a little. If I now could just leave that old life behind, because in that moment, when my eyes have gone opened, and when I felt something of that power of grace and of that free forgiveness, then it was as if a great burden that had fallen off of my shoulders. Oh, if now I could leave that all behind me as just a former life. That is now what the Apostle Paul says, forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind. And now, since that conversion, how has that been for the Apostle Paul? Oh, that has been a productive life in a very special way. Because this apostle, he has suffered very much. He can tell how that he has suffered for that name of Christ. And the Lord, he has given him that patience in it. He has given him that courage in it to go forward. If Paul would wish, then he could begin to count all those merits, all that suffering, and he has done much other good, because he has founded churches, he has preached the gospel. Then there were persons, there was a church that was growing, a church of Christ in this world. And Paul, he has been on the forefront of all this. Oh, Paul, he could begin to count them all up, as it were. And the experiences, who has experienced what the Apostle Paul has experienced, who has been taught as the Apostle Paul has been taught. Just read the book of Romans. Or who has been inspired by the Holy Spirit as the Apostle Paul, that word may go out. And now Paul, he could begin to count all these things up. And yet, what does he say? He says, forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind. Does he say it is all worthless? Oh, no, not at all. It is worth very much, even a good name, young people. Even a good name we read in the Bible, that is worth more than all the riches in this world. Oh, and then the blessings that Paul received, they were worth so much. Do you think they are worth anything? Or do you say they are not worth anything? I'd rather have this in the world or that in the world. All those blessings, and that people may be blessed through him, and that God's kingdom may come through him. Oh, they are blessings that are worth far more than all this world has to offer. But what does Paul say? He says, it is nothing for me to build on, not in that race, lest I lose that prize. And that church is no different today. Because if you ask them, what about those things you have received? And the Lord, he has stopped you. And the Lord, he has given you a token. And the Lord, he has spoken. The Lord, he has given you a ray of light. You cannot forget it. What is the worth of it? Oh, they say, much worth. Oh, that is of more value than all the things that I have in this world. Can you die with it? No. No. Now to come into that judgment, oh, they say, I cannot build upon it. What is an experience? What is that knowledge that I have? What is a little suffering? What are a few afflictions, even in the name of Christ? Oh, what are those few experiences that I may testify of? No. No, they say the works they have no merit. The experiences, they have lost their power. No, they say, I need something else. And that is why Paul, he says, forgetting. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. But first we sing 247. 247 stanzas 4 and 6. 1,000 ages in thy sight are like an evening gone. Short is the watch that ends the night before the rising sun. 4 and 6 of Psalter 247. Third thought, reaching forth unto those things which are before. What does the apostle say? I count all things but loss and dung that I may win Christ, that I may be found in Him. That is now everything for the apostle Paul. Not what he has done, not what he has experienced in his life. If that was the touchstone, how would it have been for that thief on the cross? What could he say at the end of his life? What good he has done. The experiences that he had in his life. Is it then the most experienced of God's children that may stand before God, as it were? Oh, that is not the touchstone. Paul says that I may be found in Him. And that is now what we need. Have you nothing yet at the end of this year? You say that I need to have, then it is not possible for me. Because I have not yet a single experience. And that end that is coming fast. Yes, it is coming fast. And what do we need? not experiences in themselves. No, we need to be found, Paul says, in Christ. And Paul, he says that he reaches forth for this, that he might know this for himself, that he might live in this, that he might feel the power of this each and every day, that this may be kept alive in his soul, that he is in him, because if we are in him, and then we can live. Paul says, for me to live is Christ, but then we can also die. He says, for me to die is gain. Is that not a blessed life? But that is also a blessed death. When we are young, and we speak about the future, right, young people? You think about the future. You say, that is ahead of me. And when we are old, then you listen, and a man, he speaks about the past. Why is that? Do the old have no future? It is because we are so carnal. Oh, sure, the old have a future. And when you are speaking, young people, about the future, how far does your speaking go? Is that only a dreaming of the future in this world? Is that as far as the future goes for you? That is quickly done. Even as quickly as this year has gone by. And then you will find yourself at the end already of that journey. The Apostle Paul, he here is not far from the end of his life. He is lying in the prison. He does not know how long he is going to live or whether he is soon going to die. He has some premonitions. We can read that about his approaching death. And what does he speak about? The future. The future. This thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind. Congregation, what is behind you? What is behind? Will you look back a moment and say, what is now behind me? You're going to have such a view if the Lord spares us at the end of our life. And then we are going to look back in the departing years and months and days of our life, to look over our whole life, what is behind us? Is it a life of sin? Is it a life of living in this world? Is it a life of much diligence in the world and worldly things, and much slack and sloth in spiritual things? What is behind us? How many regrets are we soon going to have when we come to the end of our life and we look back and we see what we have done with all the blessings that the Lord has given unto us? And maybe there are some of us, and there are some of us, who cannot deny that there was a moment that the Lord, he apprehended me. That the Lord, he stopped me. As I was trying to go on my own way, and the Lord says, you will not go on that way anymore. And the Lord gave you a new life. And the Lord gave you new views of him, of his word, of his holy law. And the Lord brought you in that place with the Apostle Paul, then you may look up and you may say, O Lord, what wilt thou that I shall do? When the Lord made you blind, and when the Lord, he opened your eyes, maybe there are those who cannot deny even a small part of this. Maybe there are those who may say that the Lord, he has led me just step by step on that way to Zion. Oh, that I may say there was here or there a little instruction out of that holy book. Maybe the Lord, he has given you even to be a help to other people. Maybe in an office, but it does not need to be in an office. No, then it is possible that we are as the apostles, or that we are as Paul himself. But we read also of Aquila and Priscilla, and that they have also done so much good. Oh, it is perhaps possible that other people, they even look at us and then they say, for you? Oh, then I have no question. I have no question how it is for you and what your state is before God. But how is it in your own heart? Do you not then say here with the apostle, oh, this thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Oh, is that not what your soul says? That your soul has to reach forward, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Oh, do you not have to say that there is so much that you lack? Or do you not say, I count not myself as to have apprehended. I have not attained. I have not attained unto what there is to attain. I have not apprehended what there is to be apprehended. And what I desire also to apprehend. Oh, why do you lack it? It's my own fault. Because I am so carnal. Because this world that has distracted me. And because there is still something of that flesh. There is so much worldliness. There is so much earthly mindedness indeed. But now we ask you, is not your very mourning of this fact itself evidence? Evidence that you forget the things which are behind, and that your soul that is reaching forward to those things which are before. Is it not so that your soul that is pressing, as much as you say that there is so much sloth, that your soul itself is pressing for that mark, that you may reach the mark for that prize of that high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Oh, you say there is so much knowledge that is to be attained. There is the knowledge of self. I am so deficient in that knowledge. And the knowledge of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, the works of God, the institutions, the ordinances of God, and the grace of God. Oh, I am so ignorant. I have received so little. Oh, that I might know him, and the power of his resurrection, that I could enter a little into the mysteries of the knowledge of salvation. Pressing, pressing. Oh, you say, I am so deficient in that sanctification. Oh, I wish that it could be said of me, even like it was said of Job. Because we read of that blessed man, that the Lord, he speaks that he was a perfect and an upright man, a man that feared God and eschewed evil. You say, if I only could be such a man, if I only could have an upright heart, if I only could have all the hypocrisy taken out of my heart, could I only be as that Zacharias and Elizabeth? We read in God's word that they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Oh, could I live only in such a way? Oh, does your soul then press? Does it press for that mark, for that prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus? Have you no rest? Have you no satisfaction outside of receiving the mark of that prize? You say, I have so little faith. Oh, if I could only believe, and if all of that wretched and sinful unbelief would be wiped out of my heart, that I could only believe more that it is not only to others, but also to me, that remission of sins and everlasting righteousness is given unto me for the sake of the merits of Jesus Christ. Oh, do you desire then to apprehend him? Do you desire then to lay hold on him? Do you desire that faith that may take hold of those blessings? And are you not satisfied until you may win Christ, that you may be found in him, not having your own righteousness? Oh, then it is written in the Word of God what your soul's desires are. Then it is written here, because then it is no different than it was with the Apostle Paul. And that church of all ages, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, and then your soul that presses toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. O congregation, it is the last evening of the year 2020 that will never ever come back again. That is a reminder to us that our days here, they are numbered days. And soon our life, that will be behind us. And what will then be before us? Eternity, eternity, and those are days which are not numbered. They are not numbered. There is no old year. There is no new year in eternity. There is no counting children of a birthday in eternity, because there is no time in eternity. And Paul, he speaks about reaching forth unto those things which are before him. Oh, what was before him? For the Apostle Paul, then there was going to be a perfection of all the desires that were living in the bottom of his heart. And that day is coming. That day is coming for that entire church of God who has to say, that I count not myself as to have apprehended. Soon they are going to apprehend. They are going to apprehend things for which they are apprehended, we read here. They are apprehended of Christ Jesus. They are stopped of Christ Jesus. They are taken hold of by Christ Jesus for a purpose. And they are going to receive. They are going to receive that purpose that He has for them. That will be their happiness. That is not to be received here below. But Paul says soon he is coming. And then he is going to change this vile body. Oh, do you have a vile body? And he is going to make my vile body, my vile flesh, the corruption, the evil inclinations, everything that is vile about this body and this flesh, and he is going to make it even as his glorious body. Oh, what a day, says the Apostle Paul. In that day I will receive the desire of my heart. Then I will have reached that mark, and then I will have received the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, in that perfect, in that blessed, and in that sinless service of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a future. What a future is before that people that can never be obtained, attained, apprehended in this world. Oh, the Lord, apprehend us. Then alone shall we attain unto the resurrection of the dead, to the blessings that are laid out, those spiritual blessings that are flowing forth from that spiritual resurrection. And then alone does a person look further than the grave. How many fears are there for that grave? But that grave for God's church, that is only a resting place. Oh, for them it shall be but a few days. And then they will receive that same body back again, that they may in both body and soul stand before the Lord. Blessed, blessed future. Oh, the Lord grant that his unattaining people may forget those things which are behind and may reach forth unto those things which are before, pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us close with a word of prayer. O Lord of heaven and of earth, one more word at the end of this year. Could thou bless it unto each and every one of us? For it is speaking unto us again, and we will have to give an account. O wilt thou thyself stop us? Wilt thou thyself apprehend us? Wilt thou take us for thy own account? And then we shall begin to attain. O Lord, do it for thy name's sake. Forgive thou all our many sins. And when we come to the end of this year, wilt thou wash us and wilt thou make us clean from all that we have done against one another, and what we have done against thee, that thou wouldst wash us in that blood of thy dear Son, and receive us in him. And wilt thou bring us safely to our homes, and with desire round about thy truth in the day of tomorrow. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Our last Psalter is 32, the fourth stanza, and we ask the congregation to please remain seated after we sing. So 32, the fourth stanza. When I in righteousness at last thy glorious face shall see, when all the weary night is past, and I awake with thee to view the glories that abide, then I shall be satisfied. The last of Psalter 32.
Reverend and Hollander, we would like to say a few words in this evening hour. Before we do that, I'd like to read Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty, the Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And then we think, you have also mentioned, if we look back on many things, this psalm speaks of the majesty, power, and holiness of Christ's kingdom. And that is what you have been called as a minister to proclaim in the midst of the congregation, to proclaim this truth as it has. And as you have also been given to do it in this congregation, in this year, but also in the years that have gone by, that you've received the strength from the Lord, and that you that may also be for the year to come. Although, as you may also say, it has so many times with so many shortcomings. But may we be reminded again, to whom we need to look as minister and as congregation, also as the floods have come upon us and our loved ones in this year of 2020, floods such as diseases, the concerns in the families, the death in the families. May the Lord give you a measure of strength for the year that lies before us, that you may receive much love for the souls that are entrusted unto your care. And may the Lord give you much opening in preaching what is necessary according to what we read also in Lord's Day 1 and what we have read from Psalm 93. May you receive, or as you've also spoken of in this evening, that we need that we may be instructed time and time again of that one thing needful. We have heard it in this evening. May you be granted to bring it in the midst of the that truth in the midst of the congregation in the year that lies before us, but also in the years to come. And congregation, we have been through much together in this year that we had never expected. As we're looking forward to a new year, a new church, a flood came upon us in the form of a disease. It has tried us in many ways and continues to do so. But where have we gone with our concerns? May we be directed to God's word as we read in verse 5 of this psalm. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And may that truth that has brought us together over the years keep us together in the year that lies before us, but also in the years to come, if the Lord may grant it, and that we may beg the Lord to bless that truth that we may hear to our heart and to the hearts of our loved ones. May we beg the Lord to strengthen our minister for these labors. May we also pray for his wife and family. And in closing, instead of the doxology, I'd like to sing together from Psalter 425 and thereof stanza 3. Seek ye Jehovah and his power. Seek ye his presence every hour. His works so marvelous and great, remember still and meditate upon the wonders of his hands, the judgments with which his mouth commands. Standing.
Thank you for your words, Elder Van Heerden. We hope that the Lord may indeed follow it with his blessing. Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.